This is Billy Brim, and the program you're about to hear is taken from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. Enjoy.
But Jesus, you know, he always had leftovers. And so if we go on reading there in John chapter 6, he meets these people again. It's a kind of a long chapter there. He meets them again, and they the next time that he meets with them, they're wanting more bread because they have learned that he is the dispenser of food. They learned that they can receive from his hand. And they don't really have to look at his face, but they can receive from his hand. And so they are just looking for that. Now, they listen to him, but they really came for the food. So then Jesus says to them, he says, "Well, I am the bread." Wow, they were furious. How can you say, Jesus, that you are the bread, that you are the true bread that comes down from heaven? What are you doing, sporting cannibalism? How can you say, Jesus, if you drink my blood and if you eat my flesh, you will receive eternal life? Well, what they didn't know, if we fast forward, what they didn't understand was that his broken body was going to do way more than any natural bread could ever do. Way, way more. They didn't know that his blood was going to reconcile every poor, pitiful, hell-deserving sinner across the earth and reconcile them by his blood. So what Jesus is saying here, he's saying to them when he said, "I am the bread," he's saying, don't just come to my hand and to the provision. He's saying, come to me. Come to me, come to me, come to Jesus, the person of me. Hallelujah. Well, if we turn back one chapter, he says the same thing again, John 5, John chapter 5 and verse 39. He says this here, he's speaking to religious people here, and he says, "You search and investigate, and you pore over the scriptures diligently because you suppose and you trust that you have eternal life through them. But these very scriptures," he said, "testify of me, and still you are not willing to come to me." That's a big problem there. Still, you're not willing to come to me. He said, you study the scriptures. In other words, he was a bunch of people, and the scriptures had become an end in themselves. They had created a whole world around the scriptures and made Jesus and his presence unnecessary. The scripture itself was just an end into it. But Jesus, he said, no, that's not right. He said, these scriptures actually testify of me. They point you to come to me. They testify and say, don't stop there with the scriptures, but come on to me, to my person. Partake of me. Come to me, Jesus. The living God, come to me, come to me, come to Jesus. Through what Jesus did, he made it so we could come to God. Before that, before Jesus, that was totally impossible. Not happening anywhere. Man was shut out. He was restricted. He couldn't get to him. But I tell you, the day that our Savior hung his head on that beautiful cross and he cried, "It finished. It is finished." It was. It was finished all right. But one of the greatest things that was finished was the restriction that kept men from coming to Jesus, that kept people from coming to him. The Bible says the curtain of the temple was rent from top to bottom. And the way was opened for us to come to him. Hallelujah. So it's not like the feeding of the 5,000 where we just come to his hand and we never look at any further than his hand. We never look up at his face, but we just keep going to the hand. But we can actually come to Jesus. I think one of the greatest things about prayer, for me, I would have to say, now I love coming to these kind of meetings, and every year, you know, we get to work with God and we get to pray out the plans and the purposes of God. And we've seen so many miracles from actually praying in these meetings for different things. Isn't it true? And I love that. I love the privilege of working with God. But, you know, that I call is the fruit of prayer, that working with God. But the root of prayer is coming to him. To him, coming to Jesus, fellowshipping with him, drawing from him, drawing from his person, drawing from his person the life, the nature, the strength, the protection, drawing from him, from the person of Jesus. Coming to him and drawing from him, the root of prayer. Not just his hand, but to him personally. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the presence of Jesus, and we talked about this some yesterday, can change so many things. Things man can change. Things you can possibly change. Jesus can transform you. He can change you. I was just reading, and I have been reading the last few weeks also, the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And on one of our Israel trips, we went to the road, on the road to Emmaus. You know, and I was kind of expecting it to look like it did then, but now it's just a little path with some weeds either side of it. Well, just kind of worn out path. I tell you what, Christians, we need, as Christians, that's something we need to do, is make that path again. But on the road to Emmaus over in Luke 24, you remember the disciples there. Jesus came alongside of him after the resurrection. And they were discussing all the things that had happened. And the Bible says, he expounded to them from Moses all the way through the scriptures and told about himself. Wow. And you know what it said about that communion with him? There, they said, didn't our hearts burn through that communion? Didn't our hearts burn? If we could just from this meeting get a fresh and a new revelation, that's what I'm believing for from myself, of the presence of God and the power of God and what that presence and that power does for you. You know how much it changes you. You know, Paul put such emphasis on it in his ministry because he was born again from the presence of Jesus and the glory of God. And I think that's one of the reasons he spoke so much on the glory, is because he had been raised by the glory. And remember, 3 days he was without sight because the glory of God so filled his eyes. But you know, over in Acts 22, it says this. I love this. Now, he's testifying about what happened, what we actually read about in Acts 9. But he's testifying here, and he's talking about when Ananias, you know, after after Jesus came to him, to Paul there. And, he wasn't ready for his calling. He wasn't really ready. Yeah, Lord, I know that. He wasn't really ready for what was coming. It was always the will of God that Paul write 2/3 of the New Testament. Wasn't it? It was always the will of God that he be an apostle to the nations. But he couldn't do it like it was. He had to have some kind of power and some kind of presence to change him, and he got it. And so all of his life in ministry, you know that he said this? I love this. He said, in my weakness. It was almost like he wanted to be weak. He wanted to be weak in his humanness so that the power could take over and he would be in the strength of God. I'm telling you, yesterday I saw something, an amazing thing in this meeting. I had prayed for, it was over on this side, and there was a whole bunch of people, elderly people, and I was going down the line praying, and there was lots of noise and clamor around me, but suddenly I didn't hear that, and I heard the voice of the Lord. And he started speaking to me about Joel chapter 2, and he said, remember that part where it said, in the outpouring of the Spirit, your old men shall dream dreams. Your old men, that's not talking to you, Keter. We always get up. Your old men shall dream dreams. He said, that's not talking about night dreams. He said, that is talking about what a young boy, the kind of dream that he would have in his heart and life for his upcoming life. And he said, I laid in men gifts and anointings and power that is laid dormant until the last days, to the very last days. And those gifts are going to come out. Those anointings are going to come out. And they will be called end time Abrahams, because Abraham considered not his own weakness, but he got over into the strength of God.
Shalom. Did you enjoy that? That was from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, and we're about to have our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri at the Oak Ridge Brothers Theater. It officially begins October 30th, about 10 o'clock in the morning. We invite you to come through November 3rd. We invite you out to Prayer Mountain on the last day, and then after that, there's a gathering of the nations. We invite you, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 for details.